This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com responding to the member pod thread, Spike, the Oklahoma suicide bomber. In specific, I wanted to address Valhal's reply to the thread and go through some of that point by point and better clarify where I'm coming from and why I find this story so intriguing. First off, Val mentions that he blew himself up on a park bench with nobody else around. I would like to see a source for that because a lot of the information I'm seeing, including information I would consider credible, suggests that there were actually several people in the vicinity when the bomb went off. And I mean outside, not inside the stadium, just students that were walking by. There was a bus driver that apparently saw the whole thing. So if you have a link that can establish that nobody else was around when he blew himself up, I would certainly appreciate seeing that. And then you ask, why can't we wait for some facts to come out and then get reports? My understanding of the way the press is supposed to work, what journalism means in this country, is that it isn't a case of the commercial press sitting around waiting for the government to give them the official line. That the concept of journalism in the U.S. actually involves going out and interviewing people and doing research and getting stories. Now, if that's changed, I would certainly like to know when that happened, because my understanding is that to this day, the press in the U.S. is expected to do more than just parrot government information. If I'm wrong about that, please let me know. So my criticism, well, let's go on here. You say, why the hammering heck would we want more erroneous reporting? Well, please point out where I've asked for more erroneous reporting. I'm just asking for some reporting, and what I'm seeing is not a lot of that. And what I was about to get into there is that's what I expect from news people. News people are supposed to go get news. And the way you go get news is you go out and you look for it. You ask questions. You interview people, not just cops, not just government spokesmen. You talk to people who were there, witnesses, and you find out. That's what reporting is all about. Now, if I'm wrong about that, by all means, set me straight. What I'm not seeing here, with the exception of what appears to be the sole exception almost of a student newspaper doing more investigative reporting than the local news people are doing. What's that all about? Now, if folks have some links to some better stuff, please let me know. I've been looking around. See, the problem I have is I don't live in Oklahoma, yet I consider a bomb explosion on a university campus next to a packed stadium to be in news that I'd like to know more about, particularly when there's a lot of suspicious circumstances surrounding that, not the least of which are the assertions made by the university president himself the night of the bombing that he knew the motive of the bomber. Really? You know, apparently, and again, all this stuff is hard to confirm, there was no suicide note. So how did the president of the university know this kid's thinking if there was no note? How did he know so much about him, even before the game was over? This guy was out making announcements about this even before the game was over. There's something terribly suspicious about that. I think that deserves a little bit more criticism than I'm seeing. The other thing I'm finding, okay, so then you ask, have I become addicted to it or something? Well, let's just assume that I am. What I would like to know is, when did it become wrong for ATSers to ask questions? When has it become wrong for Americans to ask questions? When is it wrong to want to know something more about a story like this? Because this is an important story. Even if the official line is 100% true and this kid just walked out there with a bomb and didn't want to hurt anybody, he just wanted some attention and he set it off deliberately at the time and place he wanted to. Even if that's true, I expect better reporting about this than that. I'm not seeing it. I'm very disappointed. More importantly, what it signifies is extremely disturbing. You say the local news is covering the investigation. What I'm seeing is extremely spotty. Most of what I've seen from the local news is just parroting of what the officials involved have said. While I certainly appreciate them passing along what the officials involved are saying, I would really appreciate it if they actually got out there and talked to some more people and did some interviewing on their own and came back with their own conclusions from their own investigation. I don't think that's expecting a lot, especially from a local news team. You know, if this happened, I don't live that far from Reno. If this were to happen at the University of Nevada in Reno, and if I were to see this kind of coverage coming out of UNR and not see this on the national level, I would be outraged. I would be absolutely outraged. I cannot imagine that the people that are associated with the school that live in Norman, Oklahoma, I cannot imagine that they are happy with the way this has been handled so far. I understand and appreciate the interests that President Boren has with regards to maintaining, keeping the campus going and avoiding panic. I appreciate appreciate that. What I don't appreciate that is he appears to be using lies to facilitate this, and that's problematic. I don't think he needs to do that, and I have to question why he's doing that. This is above topsecret.com, okay? And my understanding, unless I'm really, really off the mark here, is that asking questions about cases like this is what this website is all about. That's what I hear over and over. It's what I see as I read through the threads. I think I've been here long enough to understand that when somebody has a concern about something like this, that the correct response is to, at least, hey, if you don't agree, fine. Why the criticism for asking questions? Why the sense that it's wrong to ask questions? When did that become something that we would encourage on Above Top Secret? And I'm not just asking you that question, Val. I'm just asking that question in general. I challenge my fellow members to demonstrate to me why I am wrong in wanting to know more about this. And I'm telling you, the clock is ticking here, and with each passing day, the cover-up becomes more and more likely. Now, I will be as pleased as anyone, perhaps more so, if some serious, actual, credible news comes out about this. Maybe the FBI completes its investigation. You know, they're not going to complete their investigation for a while, not if it's a genuine investigation. I don't think it's unreasonable, however, for them to provide information. I mean, they used to do this stuff with, you know, the sniper case. This is a bombing, okay? A bombing on a university campus. Whatever the reason, this is an important story, and that's what I'm trying to say here. It blows me away that this is not getting more coverage on the national level, and it bothers me to see the kind of responses that I'm seeing to the simple act of asking questions and criticizing what is clearly an unacceptable lack of engagement on the part of the national press. If I'm wrong to be criticizing this, please show me where and please explain how. I am very interested in understanding this better. But if you can't demonstrate that, then why the criticism? And that's my reply. It's kind of a long one, but I hope that gets across where I'm coming from here. Something's wrong. We need to find out more. Take care.